You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Ryan Monplayer from Sales Hire. Good morning, Ryan, and welcome back.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
And you braced the weather.
Oh, yeah. This has been quite interesting with the weather and everything. Normally, this time of year, getting any outside work done is quite tricky.
Yes.
And you also discover new leaks and clogged gutters and blocked drains and things.
Yes.
With all the weather happening in the valley especially. Yeah, so it's been busy, but not too busy on our end.
Yes. When you talk about leaks, that is a menace, isn't it? Because the leak could be here,
yes,
and you could think the problem's here, but it's moved over to there.
Correct. So, you'd find maybe a damp wall, and there would be a leak somewhere on your roof, but that water might be running down a truss.
Yes.
Getting to a different point. So, yeah, it's important to have this done in the warmer days.
Yeah, just before winter.
Just before winter. But, you know, you do have your breaks here and there where you can get guys out to come and grab a ladder from us. We do 6 to 12 extension ladders, which can reach double stories to get up, to repair gutters as well, and even to get your roof cleaned while you're up there.
Yes.
So most guys are doing the ladders with the high pressure washers, and then also extension leads and things just to get to the further points. Yeah, so there is some repair work going on. We also do a blowtorch, where if you need some waterproofing here and there, so we do have a blowtorch as well.
And what is the blowtorch used for?
Okay, so there's this waterproof material that needs to be heated up in order for it to mold and to melt, basically. Okay.
Is that called torch-on?
It's the torch-on, yes. So the torch-on, you use the blowtorch on that, and that basically gets your corners sealed up nicely. Yes.
That is rubber. That's that rubberized
Black material,
yes, the rubberized. Yes.
That's correct. So normally if there's no drainage or if there's cracks or anything like that, that waterproofing works quite well. And then we do have a paint-on solution as well. It's a rubberized paint, basically. Yeah.
So you stock that as well?
We do, yes. Okay. Not the torch-on, but the rubberized paint we do, yes.
All right. Okay. So then how would someone app that rubberized paint?
It's basically a paint. So you prepare your surface, you clean it. It can be used on walls, on roofs as well. Anywhere where you might need waterproofing. And you basically just paint it on like paint, and it sits like a rubber.
Yes.
So it can be used on roofs. Most people do use it on their roofs.
Yes.
But I've seen guys use it on walls as well, where they might need a little bit of to prevent dampness and things like that.
Do you stock the machine that can detect water?
Unfortunately,
they're portable ones.
We don't. We do, however, have dehumidifiers, industrial dehumidifiers, which actually does a really good job at drying out a room if you had a leak before or if there's any leaks in the floor.
Yes.
This pulls out quite a bit of water in a short space of time. So I would say within 24 hours your area would be dry if it's all sealed up and you run your dehumidifier constantly. Depending on how wet it is, you would need it for about 24 hours before you can go ahead and seal up and get your new tiles down, or however you go.
But you said that's an industrial machine.
It's an industrial strength, so it does cover quite a large space. For much larger spaces, you would perhaps need two. But most times, one dehumidifier works quite well.
So if someone needed to hire one from you, it wouldn't be returned the same day. This would be a different issue?
So hiring a dehumidifier, you would let it run and check in on it perhaps every hour to see if it is drawing water.
Okay. So how do you know when it is drawing water?
So the container that it comes with, there would be some water in there. So you'll start off dry, and within an hour there should be a little bit of liquid in there.
And what happens if it's full?
A 5-liter container, it's going to take a while to fill that. Yes. But
then it tells you how bad it is.
Then it would be really bad. Yeah. Yes. You might need to start over, start a new build.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When you hide the machine, it can't come back the same day because it's a 24-hour.
You're going to need it at least for a day.
Yeah, and you and you do hire out for obviously per day, a week.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so on most of our equipment, it is a daily hire. However, should you need anything for a longer period, we can discuss a better rate.
Yes.
So if you were to tell me, look, you need, let's say, a vacuum cleaner for a week, then we can work something out for you. Otherwise, our daily rate, we do still have our free delivery as well. Yes. On your first hire.
I think
hire.
That's amazing because I think many, many, many companies charge.
Yes, and
for deliveries.
I mean, with the price of diesel and petrol going up, I mean, we try to keep our delivery rates quite low in the valley.
Yeah.
So to Komaki, to Nurtuk, Sun Valley, it's basically a set fee of 150 Rand delivery and pickup. And that's on our equipment. On scaffolding, it would vary depending on how much scaffolding you would need.
Yes.
And then also, we can arrange a better discount
deal
on if you were going to keep them longer as well. Yes.
And you do this, you assemble the
scaffolding? No, we actually do not. We supply scaffolding. If it's a small structure, we can get our guys to maybe set it up. However, for safety reasons, if anything were to happen on site, our builders take the equipment and they would have to then set it up.
Because the builder should know how to set up a scaffold.
Yeah, true. The quick lock frames are different. Those are like puzzle pieces. You basically just slot them in, and that can also be used to access roofs.
Is that a smaller scaffolding compared to this?
Well, basically, it's for access. You set them up like puzzle blocks. You basically just slot them in and boards snap in. And this can be used to access your gutters, to paint eaves, to get onto the roof. Maybe if you're having solar done or taking off something from the roof or getting your chimney swept.
That's important.
Yeah, then you can get the scaffolding because the guys normally need to take things up and bring things down. So, quick lock frames work perfectly.
Right. So that sounds very popular.
Yeah, yes. That is quite popular and cost-effective.
Yes, yeah.
Instead of hiring all the standards and ledgers and boards. Yeah.
So now you mentioned chimneys are to clean. Have you got tools for cleaning the chimney?
Not really. However, we do have a compressor which can blow air.
Yes.
So normally guys would use that to blow it out and to get it cleaned. So with that, our portable compressor can be used in that instance with a long enough pipe. And basically plugs in and you can basically run your portable compressor hose and have it blown out and that dust and soot out.
Yeah. Many have jet masters, so you would use that, because I think it's more jet masters than fireplaces.
Yes.
There are homes that have it, but many is jet masters.
Yes, true. Yeah. Those low maintenance, but still, and they need some looking at. Yeah. Yeah, and looking at the weather for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think we are in for some wet and cold weather. Yeah. So those are going to be used quite a bit.
And like you said, you've been pretty busy. Even though we've had this kind of, you know, wet and storms, and you have been very busy, so.
Yes, no, we've been busy. There are quite a few new projects starting up in the valley as well. That's keeping us on our toes. Chapman's Bay Estate has a lot of renovations and a few new builds still going on, which we're involved in. And then there's the Chapman's Peak Estate, which is being built on the mountain. That's coming along quite nicely. We are hoping to get in there soon. There is a delay, which is financial, or I'm not too sure what's going on, but the civils are all done.
Yeah.
And they're basically waiting for the go-ahead there. And
for the estates, what kind of tools would be hired then?
Well, that would be a lot of scaffolding, also jackhammers, because it's on the Rocky Mountain.
Yes, yes.
They will be encountering lots of rock.
And that must be heavy-duty ones, right?
Yes, so we have our P&E compressors, our pneumatic compressors, which blows quite an amount of air. So they use pneumatic drills and pneumatic jackhammers, basically.
And they are extremely noisy.
Very noisy. The machine itself is also noisy.
Very noisy. Yeah.
So you would need something like that to clear rock or to maybe...
And, of course, you need to know how to use it.
Yes, so our guys are trained on it. So when we deliver, we do give the guys a tutorial. Yeah. But they are quite simple to use. It comes with all its safety as well. But yes, recommended to use hard hat, safety glasses.
I was going to say, so you do stock all of that goes with your machine?
Yes, we do. Except the hard hats, but we are looking at getting in some PPE in the near future for guys.
Yeah, because there's hard hats and hard hats. You know, you need the heavy-duty hard hats.
Yes. So we will be, hopefully in the near future, supplying some basic PPE as well. For those guys who maybe came to site who don't have, they can then get that from us as well.
And, of course, shoes is also very boots. Those heavy-duty boots is also very important.
Steel-toe boots, very important. And for the grip as well.
So you supply the gloves and that for the...
We can supply gloves,
Okay. All right. And then you do just go and do some spot inspection to see, you know, that they're handling your machine correctly?
Yes. So I'm always out and about. We have a new vehicle which you'd spot around the valley, a nice Mahindra Bucky with our company logo, sales hire, telephone number, all that. So I'm up and about around the valley, checking in on sites, checking in on customers who hire from us regularly, if they are okay, if they need anything.
Yeah. So you built up a lovely clientele.
Yes, personal. And growing.
Yes.
And growing. So we've got basically the whole of the side, from Musenberg right up to Cape Point.
But I think that's amazing, because to have one-on-one, it's so lovely. It's, you know, it's not like I am, you know, Ryan from Sales Hire. You're putting a lot of warmth in it.
And
you're showing care. Yes, you're showing care to people, which I think is amazing.
The personal touch matters a lot. Whereas you're just getting a guy coming with a bucket delivering, you're speaking to new people all the time. Whereas with us, we build that relationship with you.
Yes.
And we will do our best to make sure that our customers are satisfied.
Yes.
That's number one, customer service first.
I think what you're doing already, I think the customer will be satisfied, and they will spread the word.
Correct.
Because word that's important. Mouth. They will spread the word. You know?
That's right. And many of my new customers do come through word of mouth.
Yes.
So we try to keep our stock levels right. We try to keep our machines maintained all the time so that we have minimal...
Yeah. Do you have a workshop on site or...
We do service our machines on site. However, for bigger breakdowns, we do send it to our head office workshop, where they actually take it apart and do new full services on the machine.
And should you run out of something that a client needs, are you able to access that quickly? Because I know usually you go to all these, you've got to wait 2 weeks.
So we have like 13 branches spread around Cape Town.
Okay.
So there's always one close enough. And now with my new vehicle, I am able to jump over the mountain quickly, jump in the bucky, go over the mountain,
collect and deliver.
New machine, drop it off.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a lot more accessibility to machines now with the new vehicle in play.
Because that does happen. I mean, you're on site and the builder needs it, and you're out of stock because it's been hired out.
And it's always when you need it the most. Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
So, yes. Before it's like, oh no, my vehicles are already out, whereas now there's one on standby just for that. So if there is a machine needed, if it were to break down on site or if it needs to be swapped out, we can do that.
Because I would say, Ryan, no job is too big or too small for you right now. So, you know, you have the tools.
We take on from just the small drill hire, little grinder hire, to big jackhammers and generators and all the big to small jobs. Yeah.
I'm waiting for an engineer to put a sound on generators to keep it silent. Is that in the pipeline?
Well, then we're looking at batteries.
Okay. I'm sure we can get a silencer on a generator.
I mean, there are some newer ones that have like a bigger silencer on it. So they're not as noisy. With all the load shedding we were having.
Yes, yes. Touch wood, don't talk too soon.
Especially in winter.
Yes.
But yeah, they are getting quieter. Our ones, though, they are a bit noisy.
Yes. What generator is silent?
but we do keep them serviced, so they're not overly noisy. Some of them don't have exhausts on them, so they can get overly noisy.
Yes, because then you've got to put it on a certain time, till a certain time. I mean, you've got neighbors, and some of them, you know, you can't put it on a Sunday, but sometimes you've got no choice.
I mean, I've had quite a few clients hire generators for events.
Yes.
So as a backup, just in case there's a power outage. It does at least keep the lights on and the music playing, but that noise in the back, and they try to put it as far away as possible.
Yes, yeah.
But it's still just,
you know. Do you have battery-operated ones as well?
No, we do not. Don't. However, we do have a new range of battery-operated tools.
Really?
Yes, so grinders, new drills.
Oh, so that is cordless.
Cordless
tools.
Yes.
All right, so mention them. Let's hear.
Yeah, so we've got a whole new range of all Bosch tools, all brand new tools. So all cordless. So whether you would need a cordless saw, a cordless grinder. We do have them in stock now.
Yeah. And Ryan, would this be heavy-duty ones?
Yes, they are heavy-duty tools, and they're all high-powered.
Yes.
And they all come with an extra battery and a charger as well.
All right. And when they hire that goes with them, just in case.
So you'll have a battery on charge, and you can use the one battery in the meantime, and once that's dead, you put the other one on charge.
And how long does the battery take to charge?
Well, depending how much you're using it, but a battery normally takes about 3 to 4 hours to charge, and it lasts about almost the same time using it fair usage.
Yes. Well, that's nice to know, because I know noise, you know, especially for your surrounds, and some of them you're never happy, you know. So, and the battery operated doesn't sound so noisy as a.
The cordless ones are normally for places where you don't have direct power.
Yes, yes.
So if you're working outside and the plug is just away but too far, or there's no power on site yet.
Yes.
And the cordless just makes it that much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else we want to share?
We do, like I mentioned earlier, we still have our first free delivery.
Yes.
And then on bigger hires or for longer term, we are still running the 25% off. That's if you are hiring for 3 days or more.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll get then a 25% off your hire. Which really helps.
Yes, of course it does.
Yeah, if anybody needs anything to access their roofs, they can give us a call on 079-508-5551. And yeah, we can then try and work out something for you, whether it's a ladder or scaffolding. Because I do see there is quite a bit of houses around with some damaged gutters and things. Yes. So yeah, and instead of hiring somebody, perhaps you could maybe just get up there with a cordless drill and a ladder.
Yes.
And a few screws in, and that should save you quite a bit of money. On household repairs. Right. Yeah.
And then cash. Is it cash only, or have you got a 1690 account?
We do have accounts. However, you can pay via card.
Yes.
We can do a 30-day account as well.
Yes.
That's for customers running businesses who now who
regular hire. Regular customers.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
So that can also be inquired in store.
They
can speak to myself or Denzel.
Yeah, I think that's important because, I mean, you don't always want to, you know, slash your card, because especially if you're working on site, you know, and you need your tools.
Correct,
you know. Yeah, so that's awesome that you, because many places it's COD only.
Yeah, no, we do.
Do you offer, do you want a deposit as well? Does it work on deposits?
On new clients, yes, we do take deposits. However, once we've developed a relationship with you, we can then look at just straight up cash payment on the hire.
So you've got to build up your clientele with
In the beginning, once you've opened a new account, we do take deposits. It's normally about a day or two, and once you return, you get your deposit back. So...
And you definitely are busy, as you said before we went on air, you are very, very busy, and that's awesome. That's awesome
to know. Yes, even during winter, normally we do take a dip during winter, but it seems like everybody is busy with alterations.
And there are lots of builders in this valley and surrounds.
There are quite a few,
So you've got to know many.
I do. So
I think you learn from each other, don't you?
Yes.
You know, you learn, you listen and learn from the builder, and they listen to you. So, you know, it's hand in hand.
How to use the machinery correctly and what they're using it for, where they're using it. So, yes, we do rub off of each other.
Yes.
And it's nice. You're always learning. And they're always learning from us. We're always learning from them. It's really great. Yeah.
So when we see your van, sales high on the south, everybody give a hoot and acknowledge Ryan. So, Ryan, before we say goodbye, is there anything else? You've actually covered just about everything.
Yeah, so for this rainy weather going forward, you guys can reach out to me. And for whatever you might need, chippers, medium breakers.
Yes. Yeah. Where are you? Most important, where are you based?
We are down Lekkerwater Road in Pine Tree Business Park.
There we go. So if you see Ryan in his bucky sales out, give him a hoot and wave. And he is down Lekkerwater Road. Go pop in and have a chat with him. And Ryan, do you want to share your contact number again?
Yes, sure. Okay. You can contact myself or Denzel at 079-508-5551.
There we go. Tell me, does Denzel also drive the bucky?
No. He is in store most
of the
time.
Is he in store? Right.
Yes.
Okay. So it's Ryan that you wave to.
Yes.
Ryan, thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge, and you'll be back shortly.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a lovely day. Be safe
you
out
too.
There.
Bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.